We've got a quick sort of check-in with a portfolio company from the Ride Home Fund for you today. We've got Robert Talon from Round. If you'll recall, they were the ones that recently went through Y Combinator. So let's start there, Rob. I appreciate you coming on to give us a check-in, but tell us how YC Demo Day went.
Yeah. Last time I was here, it was about 2 weeks before Demo Day, and we were just getting ready for fundraising, and we went through an entire process, and I'll tell you, it was pretty amazing. Like YC Demo Day is still everything that they talk about. Like, there's 420 companies going through it, but still, it was, one-minute pitches, one-slide pitches, so many cool companies all around you, and then the entire purpose of Demo Day is to, like, get investors to want to talk to you. Like it's like a little introduction, a trailer. And that's exactly what it was. We got over 120 upvotes. And each of those upvotes like kicks off an email that is like, hey, you guys want to talk to each other. And like vast majority of those turn into meetings. And yeah, it just really kind of kicked off our fundraising in a very positive way. And we ended up closing that round in just a few weeks afterwards. But all the prep for it, like so much time, like probably 15 hours of time spent on 1 minute. But yeah, it was a great experience. And it was just fun to be around other people pitching their product. And we were all in like a Slack channel, just giving each other like encouragement. And it was just really fun to be a part of that. And it really was kind of a huge like graduation.
Well, take it from someone that did 12 weeks at TED for 1 6-minute TED talk. Just give me the feeling of adrenaline, the feeling of I'm sure you had it memorized. You probably repeated it, 2,000 times, but what was it like in the moment?
Really, nothing I can really describe in the moment, because like, you can practice all you want, but it is live. Like, I'm not sure people really realize that. It's like it could easily be recorded, right? So like there's a world where like you record this and they're just like put one after another, but this is live. Like, you gotta slow down and talk and stay focused, and you're looking at the camera, not at the screen. So like, even if you had words on the screen, you couldn't do it without looking like you are reading. But yeah, it's great. And I'll tell you that the thing that really got me through it was like the previous speakers were still on the screen, and like they were like engaging and like nodding and stuff, and that really kind of made it more personal for me, who is like an extrovert that likes to talk and look at people. Like, even right now I'm looking at you, like, trying to see your nonverbal. So like having someone like do this and like laugh when I made a little joke, like that really really helped me get through that. But yeah, it was 1 minute, and then check your email and you have 85 emails. It's like, oh my god, now the real work begins, which is to turn those emails into meetings, to turn those meetings into checks, and to wrap up your round so you can get back to work.
Well, a big secret about TED Talks is you never see the ones that completely blow up. And I've been in the audience for ones where people, just completely blank, and you never see those. But also, yeah, some of the most famous ones that you've seen, they're masters at editing, and they train you to leave room for edits. So even some of the best TED Talks you've ever seen have all had issues that you'll never know about because of editing. But congratulations on that, and congratulations on the raising the round. So you you closed your seed round in early April, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell me about the process.
Yeah, we went into the seed rounds. We started just with like with some angels prior to Demo Day, and we came into the like post Demo Day seed round with about 1/3 of our round filled. We were aiming to raise $2 million, and we got there. And we did a rolling round, which is really important. So when you talk to an angel at the end of the conversation, I would just say, "Do you want to invest?" And they would say yes or no. And if they said yes, I would send them the safe, they'd sign it, and they would wire the money. Like, it wasn't like I had to get to this benchmark and then we circled around and get everyone, right? And that was what was like described to us as a great practice, and we really took full advantage of it. And it was so important, because then when we sort of talked to the larger VCs, after the first few meetings, we were 2/3 of the way full, and those conversations were really fast. Like we talked to who ended up being our lead investor, and like, we talked on Thursday, we had like handshake on Friday, and like we were doing like, safes the next week. And it just happened really, really fast, because at that point we were 2/3 way full. We had met our like cockroach mode, the like survival plan, and now we were just, you know, just adding the extra bit to give us some momentum over the next few months. So yeah, it was quick, but like so many meetings. Like Ryan, I still like have flashbacks to it where it was basically like 9 a.m. And I definitely did it wrong at first, right? Like they tell you to like leave breaks and like, you know, only have 6 or 7 meetings a day, maybe 8. On some of these days I had 16 or 17 meetings, literally back to back. So like I would all give them like 1 minute pitch and we would like talk a little bit. And most of it was just conversational, but it was so much. But I'm really glad I did that because I was done. And when you're done, you're done. And then I get to say no to a lot of people, which is kind of fun. The proudest thing I think of fundraising for me is that there's about $2.5 million that I said no to. And that was because we met our goals and we met what we needed to do to get to the next round, plus, you know, some safety in case the economy is doing what it's doing. And we're in a good spot. But that all required some math. And we had to like really think about what are our goals to get there.
Well, let me just a little bit of background. You're mentioning a SAFE. For those that don't know, a SAFE is a fundraising agreement. It's a called literally it stands for Simple Agreement for Future Equity. It's a really simple 1 to 2 page thing that actually Y Combinator came up with, that for a specifically for seed and early stage companies, where the idea is you put your money in now, and then depending on when an actual equity round is raised, your money goes into that at the terms agreed. But you're also mentioning, you know, you raised $2 million. You could have raised more, but let's go into your motivation for that math, because you know, when you're raising money, you're giving away equity in your company, and so you're trying as the founder to maintain as much equity as you can and not get diluted down. So just, you know, to the degree that you're comfortable, tell us about some of your thinking in terms of turning down that extra money. Go ahead.
Yeah, and like YC really kind of really makes you aware of this, right? So every single founder they brought in, I was talking about the thing that they regretted most. It was taking too much money too early on, diluting themselves too much. And the truth is that folks can say, hey, this is going to extend my runway. But it's human nature. We'll just spend more faster. Like, you're not going to actually extend your runway with the extra cash. So all you're getting is you're chasing ideas that don't have any like market validation. You're doing little science projects where you shouldn't be, instead of focusing on the one goal we have, and that's to find and harness product market fit. That's all we are doing. And if I have too much money, I'm going to start working on like 10 different little projects and hiring a bunch of people, hiring a marketing person. Like, I don't need a marketing person right now. I am doing that. And if I delegate that to someone else and they're just going to bring people in, we're just wasting money. So we now have a 6-person team, 6 full-time people. 4 of them are developers. 1 is Rachel, our design co-founder, and then there's me, right? So this is our team. This is going to be our team until we find product market fit. Our burn is about $75,000 a month, subtracting all MRR and all other contracts. We really spent a lot of time finding great developers that we could afford, and being in a position where we now have between 28 and 34 months of burn.
And that's assuming that's assuming no growth.
Zero. You,
right.
And we're growing. And our goal, and like YC, you know, shot out this nice little email and talks about, you know, being default alive or default dead. Like we're default alive because we have a long runway, but we have got to increase that monthly growth rate so we get to profitability as fast as possible and start to, you know, really clamp down on product market fit, which is my entire job, right? That's all we're doing is building products for stuff that people need. Building products and stuff that people need. And it's been really focusing. But yeah, we wanted to raise $2 million because we want enough runway. We wanted to be able to survive whatever's coming. We also got this government contract that's going to add another $750 to that. So, like, we're in a position to survive.
Yeah.
And that's right. All this is, right? We're going to be around in 2.5 years, no matter what happens in the world.
If literally nothing else happens, you guys have 2.5 years to tinker and hope something lights on the match paper. But
absolutely.
Speaking of, we've alluded to this, the current environment. And so, you know, you're happy to be in that space where at least you know what sort of runway you have. Have you heard anecdotally, maybe from, I'm not asking you to out anybody else or blow up anybody's spot, but have you heard from other startups that shit is going down and things are tight.
Yeah. There's friends at like later stage startups that you're probably like reading about in the news that are now looking at, you know, that B round is a lot harder. That C round is a lot harder. Even companies that have product market fit, that have these giant growth rates, are having problems right now. And it's starting to like trickle down into, you know, the Series A and some seed. Like seeds are still kind of going once in a while, but and so they're two different kind of like growth mechanisms. Like, but yeah, YC shot out an email that was probably like replicated everywhere across the world that everyone is seeing now. Basically says, like, be prepared for 6 to 12 months without fundraising. And that's really, really hard for a lot of pre-seed companies that were like focusing on getting to that benchmark in 6 months. Everything is now about getting to a place where you are in control, where you are profitable, where you're at least break even so you can survive. And yeah, it's really turns, the overall environment has turned kind of dark and stormy. And yeah, it's not pretty out there.
When you go through airport security, there's one line where the TSA agent checks your ID and another line where a machine scans your bag. The same thing happens in enterprise security, but instead of passengers and luggage, it's end users and their devices. These days, most companies are pretty good at the first part of the equation where they check user identity. But user devices can roll right through authentication without getting inspected at all. In fact, 47% of companies allow unmanaged, untrusted devices to access their data. That means an employee can log in from a laptop that has its firewall turned off and hasn't been updated in 6 months, or worse, that laptop might belong to a bad actor using employee credentials. Collide finally solves the device trust problem. Collide ensures that no device can log into your Okta-protected apps unless it passes your security checks. Plus, you can use Collide on devices without MDM, like your Linux fleet, contractor devices, and every BYOD phone and laptop in your company. Visit collide.com/ride to watch a demo and see how it all works. That's KOLIDE.com/ride, collide.com/ride. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines, their family group chat, their crossword puzzles, just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance, so literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. I have personally used ZocDoc to find a podiatrist when I needed one for the first time ever in my life. Go to ZocDoc.com/techmeme and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/techmeme. ZocDoc.com/techmeme. Well, congratulations on giving yourself a lily pad that'll hopefully last 2.5 years. But, you know, hopefully you won't need it because you're going to, like I said, the match paper is going to light fire and it's going to be great. And one more thing that we were talking about offline, something about Tribeca Film. Like what?
Yeah.
Okay. So Round, is that Tribeca Film, the film festival, or what are we talking about?
We are the login and sign up and authentication provider for Tribeca Film. So if you go to the festival this weekend, you can go, or not this weekend, in 3 weeks in New York City, and you go to TribecaFilm.com, you will get your tickets by logging in through Round. If you buy a ticket for Tribeca, we automatically create accounts for you without even having to log in. Like we are deeply integrated with them, and they're a great use case that really shows off exactly how seamless and frictionless login and sign up can really work. Like, at no point do you feel like you got to sign in. We just kind of make it just flow. And then, like, after you buy your ticket 2 months later, you come back and check out your ticket right there on Tribeca. And you can like things on Tribeca and, you know, carries forward into the future. But, yeah, that was a huge opportunity for us. They are amazing partners. The biggest day of Rounds history was about 3 weeks ago when Tribeca put their single tickets sales on. They had 250,000 people visit their website over, like, 6 hours. And every single one of those people got to see Round in the hub in like the little corner. Like we're just kind of over there hanging out. And every single one of those people that bought a ticket, got logged in with Round, and we somehow stayed up. Like we stayed afloat during this crazy time period, to include when like Taylor Swift was announced and 10,000 people a minute were coming to the website. That was about 5 times more than we anticipated, which was already like 20 times more than we've ever done in our lives. And yeah, it was just a great moment to like be a part of something like that and know that like, Tribeca trusted us to do this, to be a part of this entire process that so much of their entire festival relies upon. So yeah, it's been a great partnership. They're an amazing team. And yeah, we just really enjoyed working with them, and their ticket provider Squad Up just does amazing work as well. And yeah, it's been a great journey for us, but it really shows out what we can do. And yeah, we've really become kind of like film snobs now, and we're definitely looking forward to the festival coming up here in 3 weeks.
Well, see, this is why we're doing this. These are the stories that 20 years from now, you know, when Round has been a huge success and you're a big mogul that won't take my calls anymore, like the future internet history podcast historian will have these sort of stories here, like Round was born at the Tribeca Film Festival. People remember that Twitter took off at South by Southwest that one year, whatever it was, you know. So right, this is why we're doing this. People are listening along in real time as your entrepreneurial legend is being born right now. So congratulations. Congratulations on the Round. Congratulations on YC. Congratulations on closing the Round and having some safety margin. Robert, come back anytime and to the moon, I guess, right?
Absolutely. And if I make
yes.
a quick ask?
Ask, yes, please. Sorry, I forgot that.
So my quick ask for this time around is, if you work for a company or are part of a company that need that are starting to like batten down the hatches, and you're like, we need every dollar that counts. You have got these holes in your marketing funnel. You're like, I don't know where they're going, and people are falling off at this old staticky login or sign up page, and I don't have enough money to fill the top of this funnel anymore. Give us a call, or I will once again like make a special link for you to like set up special time for your listeners to call up. Like, at very least, we can chat about it. Like, I would love for you to use Round, but if not, I love to chat about like auth, and love to chat about funnels, and love to chat about anything to do with like profile creation and registration. So please grab some time for last time I did this, we talked to like 25 people, and they were just awesome, and we learned so much, and that's how we grow, is by Cam's conversations.
Well, I will put that link to sign up to talk to Rob in the show notes. But also, if you need to talk to Round, you can also get in touch with me. All right. Till next time. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Talk to you later.